Blog Talk Radio.
There is only
welcome to Occupy Underground Radio, episode number 22.
Episode number 22.
We've been doing it for a little while now. How's everybody doing tonight?
We're doing good.
I'm
good.
Great.
You know,
I just got up. Yeah?
Yeah.
I just got off the stage. So, I mean, I can't freaking complain at all.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. It really is.
Heck yeah.
What did you get off of? Did you say you got off of rage?
No, stage.
Yeah,
that's
get
a good
off,
feeling,
yeah,
too, when you finally come down.
Oh, yeah,
rage.
When you laid. Oh, yeah, when you go in the garage and just hit the pipes with something heavy, you're just like, I hate life right now, but it's going to get better.
No, I thought you'd come, like, across some life-changing revolution that has expelled, like, rage from your existence. So you, it's, I don't know. I thought you were going to break, hit us with some knowledge.
Oh, no. No, not now. We'll wait till later because there's a guest talking about my favorite subject, food. I love food, and I miss the food in Albuquerque. You guys have no idea.
Yeah, what's the food scene like out there in Flint and Detroit, since you're so close? I mean, what is this Detroit? Do you have a good food scene, you know, because it's a big city, so I'm going to ask about that one in particular.
We're really big. It's like a Midwest, like, you know what I mean? Like, the biggest thing, you know, like corn, potatoes, fried foods, and the biggest thing out here is the hot dogs, like the hot dogs with the cone sauce that you can only get here, the Kogel Viennas. They're like the best hot dogs that you can get. And, I mean, they're just amazing, you know what I mean?
Are they made out of steak?
No, they're not made out of steak. It's more about the skin. Like, you know those ones that are just super plump? They're long, skinny, and super plump. And it's just like, when you bite into them, you hear that crunch, and it's pretty good. It reminds me of home. I guess it's what I grew up on.
That's the list in the...
Yeah, me too. I don't eat them, though. I'm home like 5 years from that. I can't fathom eating something that is so fucking green, you know, and phantom time. I don't know. It's just, I mean, there is a taste to it, and it is, like, appeasing to our senses and our taste buds and, like, you know, our instincts and stuff. It's that fat there is in the salt, and, but, like, we're not in famine right now. We don't, like, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, okay. Hot dogs.
Well, it's like, we're thinking of the fatty foods are big here up north just because of the weather. Like, evolutionary standpoint, of course we're going to want the fattier foods. It's colder out here. It rains more. You need more layers of protection.
Right.
Know? And
hot dogs are more popular in the north, and particularly more in the northeast, I've noticed, you know. And a lot of friends I've got in different cities up in Connecticut, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, you know, they all talk about their dogs.
It's
a cheap food too. I mean, you can feed a lot of people with minimal amount of money, like hot dogs and stuff. You really can.
Hell yeah.
You really can.
So Ben,
they're 50 cents. Okay, a pack of 8 hot dogs at the store that's within walking distance from my house, which doesn't have like the best prices in town, but it's the only grocery store right downtown in Albuquerque has hot dogs for 50 cents a pack for. And that's a pretty good price. You could, so, like, for trying to, like, you're right, for trying to give them away to people, you know. Or, like, doing a barbecue or a fundraiser or something, you know, hot dogs are a very affordable option.
They are.
And they're made out of crap. Just to clear that.
Yes, just to clear that up.
Just to clarify. So there's no mistaking that this is, like, you know, nice, bought out, chef prepared, gourmet sausages.
No,
this is crap. You know, they're crap dogs.
Yeah,
I don't know. Should we? Go for it, man.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what is
your
night sponsored by, Corey? Besides being adrenaline rush from stage.
You know what? My night is sponsored by some PBR, which is it's delicious, and of course on stage, and just good feelings. I'm sitting here in a beautiful house with a beautiful girl, and that's what I love about this Blog Talk Radio, is that I can just sit here at home. I've been in my car in the mountains sometimes, and it's just really
dude, you
nice.
You called in from McDonald's. You were at McDonald's doing Corey James Taylor representing McDonald's on the corner.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean?
Where other place can you do that? You know what I mean? Like, there's no other place but Blog Talk Radio, and that's what I love about it.
Awesome. I don't know. I like Blog Talk Radio too. I think it's great that it's here, and I think it's great that Literary Underground lets us do this show every week. You know. Yeah.
Oh yeah, man, it's amazing. And speaking of sponsored by, I had to say one more thing that I'm sponsored by. I'm sponsored by Passion. I've been cutting up my first video by Joey Koff, and I'd love to have him on the show for his video Papa Molly. I think you'd really like him, Ben. He's like right up your alley. He's just that kind of, he's just that kind of crazy that meshes. You know what I mean?
Nice. Totally.
Heck yeah.
Figure that. Yeah. We'll figure it out for sure.
Yeah. So I think next week it'll be out on Occupy Underground, the YouTube. It'll also be out on Occupy Underground, the Facebook page, and Occupy Underground Michigan. So, yeah, definitely check it out.
Nice. Well, we're supposed to play music on the show. Let's play some music. What do you think?
I think
I'm
going to
start out. Okay, so tonight. Albuquerque band Sense and Change is playing a show tonight, opening for Sublime. Now, how does that work? Because I thought Sublime changed their name to something.
It's Sublime with Rome now. That's what they're calling it. Okay. They're calling it Sublime with Rome. And
right,
you know what
still,
it is?
That's really cool. All right.
Freaking killed it tonight, too. Like, they were freaking awesome. Like, I've been seeing posts from friends that were there, yeah.
Yeah, and before we talk, I just want to say one thing about Sense and Change. I remember in our little place off 7th and Fruit down in Albuquerque, him playing some Sublime for us. You know what I mean? And now he's opening
for Sublime.
Yeah.
Adam was
over
there.
That's
awesome.
I love Adam, dude. Adam is awesome.
Yeah.
He really is. He played my birthday. My birthday party. I was seeing colors. He was playing. He was doing like some ska kind of dub stuff, and it was like he had a loop. No, it banned me. Yeah, have fun.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
That was a good word.
Well, their album sounds great, and I know that your band is doing your album at the same place where the Sense and Change's album was done.
Yeah, at Central Roots.
So, yeah.
With Mike Gerdes. Mondo Vibrations, and they're going to be opening up for Dirty Heads coming up soon at Blackwater, where we did that. It's like a all-ages venue.
You know, and we got some Mondo
that
we're going to play here in a little bit, too, for sure. Mike Gerdes'
cool.
band, because he's the man that makes everybody sound really good on,
Yeah.
So here, we'll start out with a little bit of Sense and Change, and we'll come back in a bit.
I said I want you to stay away from me. I don't want you to come around. You were lonely, bring me down. And one thing is for sure, yeah, you don't know me no more, yeah. But hopefully someday you will see that your head was in the clouds. Don't know how you think you can help me when you're bringing me down. You can't even help yourself. Well, this shit is taking over me. It's got control of me. It's taking over me. Need to get a hold of me. Can't find my senses no more. Just don't got no patience no more. Well, I think you need to ask yourself, why do I care what people think? I think you need to be yourself, not for anyone else. Don't be what people want you to be. Well, I think we all just need to ask ourselves, why don't they legalize the weed? Is it cause it opens our mind, leaving us focused to find all those answers they don't want us to see?
Yes, I've been in line with the rest of the sheep out of my mind, so the only explanation must be that I've been asleep so deep I couldn't wake up. No, my eyes were so shut to this world around us, but no, nah, man, I couldn't let it get the best of me to fall down repeatedly only to be my destiny. I had to embrace pain, feed off of the energy, make my own books so I can muster up a recipe to keep myself from going over the cliffs. What is this feeling inside to take me over like this? Is it the fans, the media, or myself and reputation, like a kick of the gut? So every fact that I face. And recently I figured out what good company really means to me. It's more than a bad name, it's puzzle pieces to this infinite dream I see. Until you're ready to see some things differently, press repeat and pay attention next time you're listening.
Well, this shit is taking over me. It's got control of me, it's taking over me. Need to get a hold of me. Can't find my senses no more.
ever judge me. When you know nothing about me, all you ever did was see me, then count me. So tell me why I ain't accepted in this place, God. Could it be because our media has got these people brainwashed by creating the standards of what's acceptable to society? Break free from beauty and all the things that they don't like to see. Try to find every answer they've ever tried to hide from me. I wanna go out to see everything, the only thing I can see. You could catch me running free, running free, running free. To find my way out of this box, so come with me, come with me, come with me. Gonna find my way out of this. I'm running free, running free, running free. I need to find my way out of this. Come with me, come with me, come with me. I'm gonna find my way out of this box. Time in every man's life when he must say fuck the bullshit now. There comes a time in every man's life when you just can't cool him down, down, down. I won't take the time to explain I'm on a mission. I thought this out thoroughly, I came to my decision. Fuck you if you question me, didn't ask for your opinion. You should know my motive by now because I gave you time to listen now. Couple things that I suggest, live your life happy, no grudges, no regrets. Yeah, couple things that I suggest, live your life happy, no grudges, no regrets.
signal interrupting my prayers. As strong as I am only man. What's the problem with people? I'm old but still hopeful. Hopefully, I will live to see love overcome everything. But until then, I'm just waiting for the world to end. Nothing is as good as it has been. Yeah, yeah. I'm just waiting for the world to end. Nothing is as good as it has been. Yeah.
Yeah. what you need, and we rockin' the medley non-stop every day, and we droppin' it heavy. So put your hands up now, start getting loud. We come with that new hip-hop underground. A movement is true, and I'll prove it to crowds. We do this for you kids, so moving it down. We came to the place to get the party loud. So go and make some noise right now. Go and grab your chick and do the twist. No time to waste, you best embrace the gifts we're giving you. And it's plain and simple, we plan to make you move with the bass and cymbal. It's that movement that opens up your mind and guarantees to make the party move every time.
We're gonna make you move.
Band with No Name, starring Mary Sawton here, and also Nick Fury, who's got a show on Prodigy Radio as well on Wednesday nights called Riffs and Raps, and it's an awesome show. And he's I don't know, Nick is Nick's been on our show I don't know how many times. You know,
a thousand, at least. We've
a
done
thousand
shows,
that's
right.
That is.
We're official now, 1,000.
Right, and then back right before that, we had Mondo Vibrations, and we started it off with Sense and Change. All of these bands you can find on Reverb Nation, Facebook. We encourage you to go out and check out local underground music, because there's great stuff out there, and there's way too many fantastic artists for you to rely on the big companies to tell you what to listen to, you know.
Oh yeah, for sure, man.
All right. So I've got a call here. I'm gonna pull this one in, 541 area code. Caller. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Caroline.
Caroline, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. This is Benjamin, and you're on the line here with Corey James Taylor, and now we got Mary. Let me pull Mary on.
Well, hello.
Hey there.
Hello.
There you
I
are, Mary.
Muted. You just missed
no,
the good
you
stuff
called
I
in
said.
Yet. Right.
Oh, hello.
No, you just showed up on the thing.
Yeah,
I
took my phone off so I could paint. I was painting.
All right, we've got this thing, Mary believes that I leave her on mute on purpose a lot of the time.
He's done it a few shows.
He's
done it a few shows.
That's pretty passive aggressive there.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah.
No.
So, how are you doing tonight, Caroline?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I got to tell you that I really like your music, and I came across you on Reverb Nation, and you've got a bunch of stuff up there for free download, and we always appreciate that because it gives us, like, music to play. I'm really impressed. I'm glad that that we got you to come on to chat with us.
Well,
you live
you.
In Eugene.
Yeah.
too, which is I'm from Oregon as well. I went to high school in Corvallis, and I spent a lot of time all over the valley in a lot of different towns.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I live in Eugene.
Oh. Nice. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I live in Eugene.
And Sorry, go ahead.
No, you have something you want to ask. You should go for it.
No, I was commenting on the lag time and of the Blog Talk Radio, but sometimes it creates, just go for it.
Okay. I live in Eugene, born and raised, Eugene, Oregon. I love it here. There's a beautiful overcast day today, which is pretty typical. But
We've had a lot of that this summer out here in Albuquerque, too. Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like a wicked, what do you want to call that? Was it, are we calling it Hurricane
Green Chili?
It was a microburst,
but it was being called Hurricane Green Chili. Yeah, you're right. It ripped trees out of the ground.
It did. The big tree next
intense.
To the hospital is completely like bent back. Well, it was just very extreme. I mean, as close to you can get a hurricane in New Mexico, we're like very so far from the ocean, you know. In fact, we have to drive, I think L.A. is the closest ocean, so for us to drive to from here. Yeah. Now, if you think, by looking on a map, that you could, like, drive down through Texas to the Gulf or something, but no, that's actually farther. Texas is huge.
Yeah.
That's Greg Swartz, guitarist for a band with no name, coughing in the background over here.
What is he doing?
Oh, goodness. Hi, Greg.
Great.
We're so
Mary says, hi, Greg. Well, he can't hear you guys.
Hi, Greg.
Yeah, right. Mary, okay, so we should, Mary is in this band with no name with Greg, and you guys just had band practice. Did you go to band practice tonight, Mary? What did you do?
No, I didn't.
You did not show up?
Bad girl.
Okay. Well, I guess we won't ask out one thing.
Ask Greg, he's there. I'm curious.
I know.
Did the keyboardist show up?
All right, let's talk to I want to talk to Caroline. Because we have a guest on. And you know what? The weird thing is I've got other callers, too. How long can we hang out, Caroline? Should we bring out some other people and see why they're calling and what they want to ask us?
Sure, yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. This one's been holding the longest. Let's bring them on. 505 area code. New caller, who's this?
Hey, this is Romeo. Yeah, Romeo.
Romeo.
Hey.
Romeo from good green American play. You can play with everybody, man. Really, that's the cool thing about Albuquerque. People just jam together. Are you hanging out with Gwen still?
You know what? She's on her way back to the studio. Your direction.
All right, she's coming here.
Yeah, here I am calling. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. We're hanging out with Caroline Bauer from Eugene, Oregon. This is Romeo Rex. He's a local saxophonist. He's a phenomenal
saxophonist.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, Romeo is a great guy. He's a good friend of ours. So what are you doing tonight, Romeo?
Well,
what's going on in Albuquerque tonight?
Well,
since I'm home broadcasting.
The podcast is number one. Number two is we're in Knob Hill right now. We just got finished jamming with a new band. It's kind of a secret. I've been keeping under the lid there. It's Scotty and the Atomic.
Scotty and the Atomic.
Yeah, that's a new band, in town. Coming to Elliot's Bar near you on the west side. Won't really
nice.
Miss anybody. You should make the trip. August 17th,
so if anybody,
we're playing on August 17th. I think it's a Saturday. I don't know, man.
Are you playing Saturday, too?
What are you playing at night or during the day or what?
We're playing with Sal, just Lazarus. Is that who we're playing with, guys? Well, I think it's Sal Gomez is just Lazarus and two other bands. I'm not really sure. It's kind of I don't plan my days usually that far ahead. But,
But if it's a
how
show,
how many bands are you in?
How many bands am I in?
Yeah, how many bands?
Let's see, I'm in Cultura Fuerte, well, Scotty and the Atomics, Good Green.
That's one of my favorites. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone was a little Good Green.
That's right.
Have I jammed with, did a stint with Snake Roo. Oh, I was getting American.
American Slang.
The American Slang. You know, that's near and dear to my heart right there.
We're still waiting for the American Slang album to come out so we can play some of them. We've got Jimmy's Jupiter, but, you know, it's very similar. You know, a lot of the same guys in Jimmy's Jupiter that are in American Slang, but it doesn't
totally
have that
feel,
funk,
man.
Feel. American Slang brings the funk. We definitely need some tracks to play so people can go, you know, because Albuquerque has an incredibly vibrant music scene, and a lot of people don't know that, but there are literally hundreds of great bands.
What kind
here.
Of scene?
Vibrant music scene, and not just that, but in all sorts of arts, Caroline. There's like filmmakers out here, lots of writers and artists and people. There's a good food scene. There's lots of food trucks out here. Albuquerque's like a little best kept secret, I would say, you know. And maybe that's just my happy hippie hobbit point of view on everything. You know, you come across the other people, you're like, oh, this place sucks. Look, there's crackheads wandering in front of your house. I'm like, but they're friendly, you know, they only ask for change and cigarettes, you know.
Or $85 to pull some weed.
Yeah. Yeah, you get interesting people wandering up to you asking for $85 to pull weeds in your front yard, you know. When Corey and I were living together over on 7th, before we went to Flint, Michigan, do you remember that crackhead showed up at 4 o'clock in the morning, ringing the doorbell, saying that he needed $40 because his mama broke her teeth, and he needed $40 to get them fixed till morning? That was what he said.
I know, right? I was like,
wow.
Yeah, you got the best health insurance ever. $40 to fix a broken-ass teeth.
Right.
I'm like half awake, and I'm like, dude, what is this guy? He was, like, jostling around. Remember he had that little, like, dance? He kept, like, swaying, kind of like he was dancing in his head. It was crazy.
No, it was like a pee-pee dance, I think.
At 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah,
oh,
4 o'clock in the morning. His mama broke
his teeth.
Out
of a dead sleep.
And he needed $40 to get them fixed till morning. There was going to be a quick fix for $40 that would fix her broke teeth until morning.
Paper clips and rubber bands and
paper
clips. Oh my God.
Yeah, duct tape a little bit.
No duct tape. Some paper clips.
Perma bond or whatever. Right.
Man. I spent some time in New Mexico last summer. I stayed with a friend in Santa Fe for about a week, and I went to Taos and a couple other places out to Chaco Canyon. That was beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Oh, you know what? I've been wanting
to
go there. That's like, I've got a little list of places that I want to check out in New Mexico, including like Carlsbad and the Roswell alien freakout. But Chaco Canyon's like right at the top of my list. It's
epic. Yeah, it's beautiful. You should definitely check it out.
I know that there's a lot of petroglyphs out there that will line up with the sun or the moon on different solstices and equinoxes, and that's pretty advanced for a lot of the Pueblo cultures and what you see built.
Oh yeah.
I remember
advanced.
The
it's
like
just
the
ancient knowledge.
Going very yeah. We
there's
you know,
drawings
from really
the rocks
to,
too. There's
none. Right. And we've got like the petroglyph monument here in Albuquerque. That's not far from. Who's chewing on their microphone? I'm just
kidding.
He's eating chips.
I don't know. Anyway, but the petroglyph monuments are like maybe 7 miles from downtown, and I rode my bike out those and went walked around. And there's some really cool, interesting, really old ones. Ones that look like cavemen and
right
stuff.
Off of there.
Yeah.
It's a nice walk. It's a nice hike. There's a lot of cool ones.
All right, I'm inclined to bring in another call because we've got another one that's been waiting for a little while.
Oh my God.
Hey, can I just say something before we go to another call?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, you know, I played a show at Burt's last week with Band With No Name, and I just got to say, those guys have, I think they've arrived. You know, they're sounding better than ever. Their new album sounds great. You know, it's good to see, like, the transformation from the origins to what it is today. I just want to give big ups and much love to Johnny the Scorpion. Is that what we got going on back there on the drums?
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Really.
Yeah.
He brings a lot to the tape.
Sounds
so
fantastic.
He does. He's
and Greg Swartzen over here too, just fucking an amazing guitarist, you know, and they rock that shit together. And then Nick and Epic are both powerful, you know, MCs, I guess would be the term, you know. They and Mary too is gets up there, and she just has like exudes this energy, and that it's the whole package together. I want to, you know, I keep wanting to go into the Voltron analogy, Mary. You know, do you remember that? Let's break this down, because like Nick and Epic are the superhumans when they don't have the band, and then you know the band without Nick and Epic is G.R. Swartz's band, and you put them together and they unite and become Band With No Name, and it's like epic. You guys are in an epic band. You really are, Mary.
You have a good night. I'm gonna have to take off and pack up my sacks, but be safe.
All right, Romeo. Thank you for thanks for calling in, man. Have a good night.
All right. You too.
Cool.
Bye.
Awesome. Our other call hung up anyway, so.
That was a good compliment, Matt. Really, thank
that
you.
Was.
That was an awesome comment.
You wait to say that till he hangs up.
But he can probably listen tomorrow, so. Yeah. He's amazing. I mean, he's like in at least freaking 5 bands. I mean, he was naming them all off, and then we got carried away on the American slang, and then he kind of stopped. But I know he's like doing a few others too, at least.
One thing that I don't know what you deal with in the music scene in Eugene, but like I notice out here, that there's a lot of camaraderie. Bands are all friends with each other, and when somebody books a venue, they'll find 2 or 3 other bands to go share the night with them, and then you've got more bands in the crowd that are rocking out and singing along, and they call each other up on stage to like jam with them. When somebody can't play a show, there's like 5 or 6 other bands that you know of that you could easily call and get somebody to fill in because they know all your songs. You know, it's do you get that a lot out there too?
There's a good amount of that. I mean, Eugene's a pretty small city compared to Albuquerque, but there's a great music scene here. It's a very friendly music scene from what I've experienced. So, I just joined 2 bands really recently, and I'm mostly just doing my own solo stuff. But I've been really enjoying, you know, meeting more and more people through learning other people's songs and singing with them and playing guitar with them. And there's a lot of that going around. Like, it's like a huge friend group, essentially, where even if you just met someone a couple times, you're pretty familiar with their work and they recognize you. And there's like a small town feel to it, but it's also got a lot of talent like a bigger city would. There's a lot of different kinds of music being played. So
for
it's
sure.
Great. I love Eugene. Yeah, I love Eugene.
Eugene is an amazing town, and I know like just through perusing on Reverb Nation and whatnot that I mean Oregon's got a lot of music to pick from to play on the show. A lot of people that I've come across from out there I've been really impressed with, and it's funny because when I was out there most recently, I've lived in Oregon off and on, like I was always moving around because of my dad's job when I was a kid. But we always kept going back to Oregon, you know, and the last time I was out there, I had a lot of things going on. I didn't take the time to go out and check out the music scene, really, or go spend any time, you know, and I regret that because I was only out there for like a year and a half and then came out here to Albuquerque, you know.
I mean, Portland's really blowing up right now for a lot of reasons, and that's, I mean, I'll drive up to Portland or head up to Portland to play shows every once in a while, and I mean, they're really becoming a hip, new, they've always been a great, you know, space of music, I think. There's been great bands coming out of there for many, many years now. But I think that more recently it's on everybody's radar, it seems like. Like, I was out in New York for a film festival that my music video got into. with my director and everybody that we'd say, you know, that we'd meet there. We'd tell them we were from Portland, Oregon, and that we shot the, you know, video in Portland, Oregon. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, Portlandia. And they'd make all these Portlandia references. And we'd be like, oh, yeah. And, like, this director from Israel even was like, oh, yeah, like the chicken scene in Portlandia, like where they go out to the farm. And she knew it, and she knew the city. And, like, 10 years ago, that wouldn't have been the case. People would be like, oh, is Oregon, you know, the state above California? Is that, like, they, it was such a different, yeah, it wasn't
right.
on the map. So Eugene
no, totally.
Is, like, a mini Portland still, but, like, I mean, Portland's great, and that's bringing a lot of great music to this state, I think, and exporting a lot of great music, too, so.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed since I got to Albuquerque is, like, when you talk to people, and, you know, everybody, this grass is always greener, and everybody wants to move places, but the two places that everybody wants to move is either Portland or Denver.
Really? Yeah, I've noticed
yeah.
that, too, actually. There's a huge Denver pull right now.
Right.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that music scenes are blowing up because people are starting to take more of an interest in local and underground music and the music and going out and realizing
Definitely.
That it's fun to go listen to live music and it's good to get out of your house and go do things and, you know.
Yeah.
And when
yeah.
when you do that and spend your money, you know, going to because what? How much are shows out in Eugene and Portland?
It really varies.
Usually.
Yeah, it really varies. I mean, if it's like at a bar in Eugene, the cover's usually a sliding scale, but unless it's a band from out of town or a band from another state, it's almost never over like $6 to get in kind of thing. But like
yeah,
a bar show.
Cool.
And then if you have like tickets for a show, that can vary a little bit more expensive than that. But
yeah. We've got lots of free shows that are, you know, $5 to $10. I think
mm-hmm.
maybe what $12 is an expensive one. You think, Mary? Or
I've never paid. $12
I think so.
I think 10 max, maybe 8. 8's like the more common. Like $3 free, $5, but they're usually
Launchpad charges 7 a lot. I noticed. First
yeah.
Piggy Wench is always free. You know.
Yeah, Bert.
Sister sometimes plays $10,
yeah.
I think, yeah. But I don't know. And then, but I like that. It's like you can go, you can spend like a little bit of money and see two or three performers, you know. And
yeah, it's really so reasonable. It really is. Yeah.
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 And, you know, if people do that, instead of spending their money on You could get a lot more shows out of your money than you could just going to like one big concert and spending like $80 on a ticket to get in.
True.
And
yeah.
Little things like that put the money back into your economy too because you're giving it to people that you know artists that live there. We try to trust
well,
you know
local. Well,
and
you go to shows and stuff. You kind of build a community too because you're also running
right.
to the same people at the same shows, different venues, and you like you know it builds
uh-huh.
the community as well.
Yeah. I think
like
there's
when
like
you're
a sincerity
around.
Too about it.
There is
like a sincerity
yeah.
in local music that you don't get a lot of times when bands have you know been signed to major labels. Like when you in the indie scene, I think there's yeah, like a sweetness about it. Like the people are really there's a lot of passion there that maybe
yeah.
would get lost in translation once the bands get bigger. Or
have you like
whatnot.
Watched that happen to anyone? You know, like any musician friends that you know, because I know it's like this.
Have I watched
traumatic.
It personally happen?
Yeah.
Oh no! I mean, I don't know. I've only been playing music around town a couple of years. I haven't really watched any personal friends go through like major transformations like that. But I was thinking just of like bands that maybe I've watched, you know, get really big, and then I just. Go to see them less or I just lose interest after a few years. And, I mean, that's not always the case, but I think that maybe the appeal of an indie music movement that's going on right now is that these smaller groups that really have to work their way up a lot of themselves have a lot of drive, have a lot of passion, and a lot of integrity musically, too. Like, they're doing their own thing, and that's admirable, and people really respond well to that, I think.
I think you're right, for sure.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about this. I've got the audio for the last train home off of that video. And I noticed
on
your page that that's going to be in sort of the Portland Film Festival, is it?
Yes, I just found out yesterday that so that the music video for Last Train Home got into the Long Island International Film Expo, and I went to that a couple weeks ago in New York, and then I just found out yesterday that it will also be in the Portland Film Festival, which is happening, I think, at the very end of August. So
that's really cool.
Yeah, and it's all shot in Portland, so it's like the video is like a love letter to Portland, basically, is how we, you know, thought of it, just trying to take the most beautiful spots in the city that, you know, everybody who made it just loved. So it's great that they recognize that and they want to have it be at the festival. I love it. I'm so happy.
That is, that's cool. Now, does Portland have the film? How did you pick the filmmakers that did it, you know, how did you pick the filmmakers that did the video? How did you pick the filmmakers to make the video?
Oh, they picked me. We all went to high school together, way back when, and we did theater together. I did theater when I was really young in high school for a couple years, and they were both very talented actors, and later went into filmmaking when they left high school, and so they've been doing their own projects for the last, whatever, 4 or 5 years, and then... Alexander Fraser, the director of the video, found me and was like, can I do a video for you? And I was like, oh my God, yes, please, like, I'd love to. And it was all done on basically no budget. We did it in 3 days in Portland. It was raining like the whole time. It was very fitting, I guess.
Awesome.
Kind of a sad video, and it was a little bit drizzly, and it was a very fun kind of serendipitous coming together of people and very fun collaboration. So, yeah, they found me. They found my music. They picked a song, and then we just went from there. But it was wonderful.
That's cool. Yeah, our last 2 weeks, our guests had been filmmakers. It's like there's a big upsweep, I think, in indie films as well. And maybe
something
to do with the internet and the ease of access to things. But now that you got access to so much that you don't, it makes it more accessible to go expand your horizon to check out new and different things. And
I
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
I mean,
can
what
you
I knew.
For a bit?
Huh?
No, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say that part of why I was so excited about making a music video as opposed to just putting my music on the internet was because YouTube is such a huge way people, like, share information. Like, people become even just YouTube famous just having their persona be on that site alone. So, like, to have a music video where there's a visual component with the music, that was awesome. I knew that that's where I wanted to go next, and I was just really grateful that I was able to work with these two really visually, they just had such a great vision for my music, and it just was a great collaboration, and yeah, so you should definitely check out the video if you haven't seen it yet. It's on YouTube, Last Train Home, and I guess you're going to play the audio for it? Is that?
We are, and I'll post the link to the YouTube, too, on our Facebook pages. And,
great.
I don't know if anybody looks at them.
Cool.
All right, well, let's play
That's
some music,
thing, yeah.
And then we'll come back in a little bit. You know, do you want to hang out? I'll probably play. Let me look here. Like maybe 12 to 15 minutes worth of songs. So if you want to hang up and not waste minutes and call back, you know, or
All
whatever.
Right, sweet.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, cool.
Sounds good.
All right, we're going to play some, this is Caroline Bauer. This is one called Last Train Home, and check it out.
up and down the floor. My hat is an animal, and once there was an animal, it had a son that mowed the lawn. The son was an okay guy. They had a pet dragonfly. The dragonfly ran away, but it came back with a story to say.
Get it cool, this. I'm on the mic and I'm cool with it. I flip this fucking suited in. the boom again. Boomerang, motherfucker, do your thing. Who the Superman? Got a Buddha giant, I'm a Buddha wagon. Big, big, nasty on the boom again. 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 Big, big, big. 1, 2, 3, click bang. Hit harder than a wave. Cover the gasoline flames. Get the charcoal to start like a mafia carpool. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 volumes. Boom, we wanna drop a lot of features. But I'm out of here. I'm sorry, Pop, but this is not Korea. Call to me to call the cleaners. I don't try to rock the leeches. Not an off sleeping call because all pieces. It's the kind of black shot that moves shit. You'll hit me. I'm a combination, compilation, concentration. Cruise with me when it do hit. It's off the dock and do get it. Boost strictly in the afternoon, but I'm like, do get me that lick. Nasty on the boom again. Lick, lick, 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 lick.
I'm telling you, darling, you're making me weak, making me tired, unable to speak. I never knew something so good could be bad. What you have got is the best that I've had. So won't you please show me again and again? Make my head twirl, make my head spin. Won't you give me?
was Sally Ford and the Sound Outside, another great Oregon band. They're out of Portland. Really, Corey? All right, that sounds better.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was listening on my computer. Yeah.
Are you back, Caroline?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
All right. And then right before that, we had McNasty, and he's out of here, out of Albuquerque, and I liked that guy. Mary and I got to hang out with him the other night at Burt's Tiki Lounge. God, I hate Windows 8. Does anybody else hate Windows 8? I'm just going to put that out there. Like, you move
you know
your
what?
Finger across the little pad, and it, like, just, like, totally says, oh, you want to switch to this program? You know, it's like,
I hated it at first, but I've been learning it more, and it is really cool, especially if you have the ones with the touch function. Oh, man, it's absolutely amazing. The laptops themselves, yeah, it's kind of a pain in the butt, but when you get the touchpad for it, it is freaking phenomenal. I mean, it's like a big radio, a big phone with you.
A big radio.
Yeah.
That's a touch thing. I don't know. I don't use it that much.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's where it's really at. It's really crazy that you can do that. You just, figure it out. It's really amazing.
No,
and
wait, I'm wrong. You're talking about a touch screen, right? I don't have a touch screen. I got this little touch pad that lets me do lots of crazy scroll action. So if you move your finger on it the wrong way, it's like it interprets it as a command, you know?
Yeah, on laptops, I hated it. I was like, this is not what this is made for. It's made for a touch screen.
Right. So I don't like we started off that set with The Last Train Home, and I just posted that on the Oxfire Underground Radio Facebook page. So if you go there right now, you can follow the link to the YouTube page, and that way, totally check it out. I like it. I think you've got an amazing sound. When I first came across you on Reverb Nation, I downloaded you had five songs I think up there that you could grab, and I got all of them, and I played you a bunch of times over the weeks, you know. I think I've played all of them, you know.
That's great.
I'm not sure where Mary went.
It's reached New Mexico.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are doing that, though. I mean, I just sit there and I peruse Reverb Nation. You can go and scroll through, you know, charts. Oh, what's music, you know, let's listen to hip-hop in Austin or whatever, you know. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool.
I think
that we're moving in that direction for a lot of our media. What's that, Mary? Can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right, hello there.
We're good. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
All right, so, hello. Are we doing that? Okay, God.
Yeah, I think we are. Our seductive voices. This is sexy radio for sexy people.
For sexy people.
Sexy radio for sexy people.
You are sexy. Oh, my God. Has anybody not seen Corey James Taylor's new Facebook profile picture? Because that is, the sexiest thing ever.
Oh,
you're
my
right.
Gosh.
Look, I think he's got, the top four buttons unbuttoned, and he's, pulling his collar up and showing a rock in the chest hair and the chain. It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
I want to blow that up as a poster and, put that all over town.
Oh, I forgot I have my radio still on, guys. Forgive me.
Dang it, Mary.
I know you're blowing up.
I was jamming out some Reviva. I'm painting. And I was jamming out some Reviva.
How sexy I am, and you just go ahead and blow it for me.
Yeah, well, dude, check out his Facebook. Corey James Taylor. He's a sexy motherfucker. He knows this.
Aww,
we all know this.
That's right.
I'm learning to accept it because I've always been that dorky kid. You know what I mean? In my head, I'm
okay,
like,
well, we're just
dork.
Lying to you. You're still the fucking dorky kid. You just got sex
appeal. Oh, no, I am. I'm a dork with sex appeal. It's cool. I like it. Thank you. I'm rocked at you.
You too, dude.
I learned at some point in my growing up that that I was neither, you know, cool or anything but that I could just rock my not coolness as hard as I can and make myself fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, you're definitely my teacher.
if anybody's seen his dance moves, you would completely understand.
Everybody in the world is going to see my dance moves because that movie that we just got done filming last month is going to be a huge hit when it comes out next year, and it showcases me on the dance floor in like one scene going crazy, and everybody will see that and be like, oh my god, that gets.
I should upload that video of you going crazy when we were up in the mountains together.
Oh, you should.
I put the video of the car wash. Did you see that? He fell and everything. It was hilarious.
Oh,
right,
no,
I fell over his feet.
And he has no shirt on, and he's wearing a clown afro wig.
Is it on YouTube?
Too. No, it's on her Facebook. It's she posted on the Octagon Underground Radio Facebook page. I know she did. I
posted it in connection with the car wash that we had at Vince's.
Right, the Bandwidth No Name fundraiser. All right, so for anybody who's never heard our show before, this is the lovely Mary Stockton, who is in a band, an Albuquerque band called Bandwidth No Name. And
it's
might,
like a frequency.
Right?
But you know what? We were like finding this really cool play on words, dude, like no name, as in like bandwidth, like no name. Like, K-N-O-W name. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. We were pretty high in the studio, but, you know, good times.
Right, okay. So you went with the bandwidth, like the frequency, and then left it just the N-O, like Dr. No, which is cool.
Yes,
anyway. And then Corey James Taylor. Benny's Barbershop. Okay, now we've got another thing. Romeo was talking about that thing on the 17th at crap, I already forgot where he said it was. But
Elliot.
It's on Elliot, was it? Yeah, Elliot.
Yeah,
and that'll be in the evening.
Elliot.
And earlier in that day, we've got the Close Cuts poetry reading with, we're going to have, it's the release party for Lindsay Thomas's book, The Blind Date at the
Spotify
Disco, which is, it's already out. You can get it now. I think go to the Clefjaw website or, and I know there's other ways to get it. But that's the easiest is, you know, go find Clefjaw on Facebook even and like their page, and there'll be a link right there on it for you. But it's going to be the release party for her book, and so she's going to be the main reader. And I know we've got Ellie Finzer coming out from Phoenix to read, and we've got a couple other people. We've got Sada Rahman from here in Albuquerque, and she'll be reading with Greg Swartzman playing guitar with her. And I know there's another guy that I'm not remembering his name right now, and I should know that shit when I'm trying to pimp out shows. But and then I know we've got Chris and Colleen from Good Green coming down, or Colleen anyway. We'll figure all of that out. J.R. Swartzman band is going to be rocking the house that night. We know we've got Chemo and Holiday Rob McKay, old guitarist for Batwings for Labrat, current guitarist for Sober Effect. He'll be down there rocking out too. It's going to be like a 6-hour barbecue concert / poetry read. It'll be fun. And we're doing it on 7th and Mountain at Vinny's Barbershop during the day, 12 to 6. And then after that, you have to go to Elliot, watch Romeo kick ass. I think Romeo, I think we're going to get him down there for the thing at Vinny's to just play with somebody. You know, come on down and play, man. We'll see. I was thinking about asking
fiesta.
The Gardunios too, Van Gardunio and Kaya Gardunio, and see if them and AC may want to come down and maybe they can both play too, because they're both phenomenal with their different styles. You know, it's like that would be like two new, you know, two more great names to add to that show. You know.
Yeah.
I think we should talk to them about that on Saturday.
And then Alina can do hemp. I mean, not hemp. Henna.
Henna.
Yeah.
Hemp tattooing, yeah.
I don't know what the hemp was all about, but... Come on.
There'll be much hemp doing, I'm sure. At Denny's Barbershop on the 7th.
Henna.
Well, we'll go barbecuing. And I think Mr. Frankie Metro from Clefjaw Publications himself will be bottling and selling his special barbecue sauce, Clefjaw sauce.
Oh, yeah, that's right, special sauce.
Heck yeah. don't even know what all is in there.
Maybe you could put it on like a garden burger for me, and I'll enjoy it. Try it out.
Right.
Hey, wasn't our topic about food tonight? I'm just curious.
Right, you know, and that's a great segue. And
did you like that?
Yeah, totally. Maybe because I think for the barbecue, shouldn't we have some vegan dogs?
I keep on saying
dogs.
Smoothies. Didn't I keep on saying like I should make smoothies?
Okay.
All right, so I gotta find fun for smoothies. It'll be fun.
All right. Let's talk about food, Marian. I know that everybody likes food, so
it's kind of beneficial and very.
We all have our varying opinions.
We have to
Mary's
have food. It's the key to our survival, right?
Mary's a rock star vegetarian. Corey's an ex-Army Ranger steak eater.
Yeah. You know, and I'm learning through the Shaolin Center when I was studying there. I learned a little bit about veganism, and I'm trying to eat healthy, but it makes me mad that $5 for a salad or $1.06 for a cheese burger, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
you know, and I have to. You know, and if you're bringing up that point, I think that's very important. And I don't know if it speaks towards. I'm not trying to. I'm not really a conspiracy theorist, and I don't know if there's a conspiracy in play behind it or not. But the truth is, there's a lot of aspects of our society that keep us fat and lazy and placated. And one of them is the ease of horrible food over the cost of eating right. And then there's the massive deficiencies in our education system. That's just that we're so connected. But we're talking about food tonight. But I think really it's like we are not a free country, and we are massively controlled on a huge level. And this is just one of them, you know, the whole food thing. But it speaks towards something, you know. I don't know. It speaks towards us pulling our heads out of our asses and putting an ounce of thought into everything you do. Eat right.
Yeah,
sorry,
definitely.
Go for
you know
Corey.
That. Oh, no, it's okay. That's one of the things that I'm kind of excited about, like the whole McDonald's strike. You know what I mean? It's like, do I believe that McDonald's employees should get paid $15 an hour? Of course not. But if it raises the prices to make that fast food not as cheap, then I'm kind of for that. Maybe people will eat a little bit better afterwards.
I think that you should not go to McDonald's or fast food restaurants at all for a number of reasons because if you go to locally owned restaurants, then you're putting money into your economy. I'm sorry, I got lost there for a second. But if you go to locally owned restaurants and businesses, then you're putting the money into your community's economy, and that's good for your town. McDonald's and then we're going to send your money out of state.
Well, not even that. Like, don't just go out to the local businesses. A lot of shops now are carrying local brands. They're a little bit more expensive, but try them out. You might like them.
Yeah.
And there's like a statistic, like if you do that, then 60-70% of the income goes directly to that business and to your local economy. The rest, of course, goes to state and federal taxes, but, I mean, that's huge compared to McDonald's corporations, which is global. It goes everywhere, you know what I mean?
It does, yeah. And it's all right, yeah. It doesn't, that's, maybe putting money into your own economy might fix it, you know?
Well, here's the thing.
People aren't so fucking gluttons, dude, and fucking ate portion sizes and didn't eat because they were fucking bored sitting on their asses in front of their fucking phones or computers and actually got up and went out and was, like, in the community and not just sitting at home watching somebody else live their life on fucking TV and actually, like, participating in life, and they were eating portion sizes, then healthcare would go down, too.
That's a whole other issue.
That was a whole lot of F-bombs, Mary. I'm not going to lie.
That was, Mary. You did. You just, like, Mary just exploded. And,
I'm going to help myself. I'm not fucking sorry, actually.
No, I'm not fucking sorry. Mary Stockton is not fucking sorry for
I had a call the other day about guys.
We were PG-13 for an hour and a half. That's the longest that we've went. So now it's on the thing. If you're a child, go to bed. It has now gotten real, okay?
All right. Yeah. Mary has woken up. No. We will stray. Now,
good. It feels good.
Really, though.
So, okay, yeah, so food. I mean, dude, you can talk about something that I'm passionate about, like, without me becoming passionate about it, and that guy. I throw the F-box in, but, you know.
And there's this whole other effort, too. It's like, because there's different extremes on your point of view, and I know my point of view on it is that I don't like the way we treat, you know, the animals that are
it's all part
food.
Of the package.
Right. Well, you are what you eat, and now you're eating that suffering and that torture. But, I mean, a lot of people don't have – there are so many people that are not even aware of, like, the way – you know, just the torture that everything goes through for its entire life, you know, before it becomes your food. And you don't think about, you know –
Well, we don't have awareness. There's been a lot of, like, awareness.
Well, that's a very good point, because that's something that we're not taught in our society to pay attention to, and the people that do pay attention to it are made to look like New Age hippie freaks, you know, by our media. But the truth is there's a balance of positivity and negativity in the universe, and you
– they're making those hot dogs so cheap, but they're actually coming from life.
Right.
Wait, like, if you're fucking that hungry and you're like, you don't want to spend money for a barbecue, dude, like, I have a whole cookbook on how to cook squaw, man. Freaking pigeons.
Pigeons.
And they're everywhere.
There's plenty of them. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what?
It's a
delicacy.
Oh,
I don't want to process
country.
It. You know, have you ever, like, seen a cow butchered and killed and slaughtered, you know, and all that stuff? And I grew up in a small little town in Arizona, so that was, like, something that I witnessed as a child. Like, my grandma had a farm. I had seen, you know, I'd help process chickens and all that. And if people had an appreciation for the work that also goes into getting it on your plate, you just become more connected to all of it. And there's that. It's very manufactured.
You know what even saddens me more, that I've been reading more about this Monsanto thing, is that it's even transferred into our plants. You know what I mean? Like, our crops are no longer our crops. You can only grow them for one season, and then they die. That's not what plants are supposed to do. Plants are supposed to be plentiful. They're supposed to seed. They're supposed to spread. And every year, the corn farmers have to, instead of replanting seeds, they have to buy seeds from specific companies. And that is terrifies and scares me more than the slaughtering of animals.
It's very scary.
Yeah. So now you can't even...
the corn that we plant in the United States actually feed the beef that we eat.
Yeah. And corn is in everything.
If there's anybody out there listening that has an opinion on food and our eating habits and anything that we're talking about, please feel free to call in and join the conversation, 805-856-2808. Now, I do want to pose this question, getting back to the cruelty-free aspect of the industry, because I personally, I eat a vegetarian diet a lot of the time, but I'm not a vegetarian, and I enjoy steak, you know, but it's like, I will watch those videos on, like, www.meat.org, and if anybody hasn't watched that, you really should, and I think you should go show it to your kids right now, I don't care how young they are, because everybody should know what the animals go through that that become our food, and we should be more conscious about getting, I don't know, it's like when you go to a local butcher, let me ask, all right, you go to a local butcher, now they get their meat from local farms, but those local farmers, they still send their, I mean, so you know that cow's had a happier existence, you know, if they're free range and they're getting fed like corn and alfalfa as opposed to other cows ground up, not, you know, pinned in little cages. Maybe, I mean, that's helpful, but I don't know. Be conscious about it. You want to eat the fucking suffering. It's expensive. It's more expensive to get the better meat. I know. It's like go to Allen Brothers or
they do make it way
online,
more expensive.
You know.
It's ridiculous.
You do.
I don't understand. I'm a vegetarian. I go to a restaurant and I order like a quesadilla with like, and it's the same price as chicken. And I'm like, oh, hold on, I didn't even have chicken in it. Can you like take chicken? Oh,
right.
They still charge you the same amount. What's up with that?
Yeah. I had an awesome quesadilla today. I was at the Blackbird, and it had it was the Bouvette quesadilla with the the blue cheese and the apples and the grapes and the cranberries.
Here, so it kind of, when you lock it in.
Okay, I'll go.
Sounded like a really, like, yeah. Is he having, like, a seductive conversation with somebody over there?
I know. I was like, all right, I'll
Yeah, he's, like, giggling. He's totally giggling. Did you hear that? Oh, yeah. No, he's, like, chewing on the foot.
I'm going to totally fuck you while I'm doing my radio show.
God damn it, Corey.
What
did
I do?
What are you doing?
I was opening a, I was showing the girl the lighter trick, Miss Virginia, who I'm staying with, how to open a beer with just a lighter. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's kind of an aggressive accent. It doesn't sound very aggressive.
What's that?
Yeah, that sounded all, like, soft and, you know, seductively caressing voice.
Mm.
Oh, you slide the lighter
shit
under the cap or whatever.
Oh, man, you're so freaking red right now.
I am so red right now, but, man. Yeah.
I don't know. All right, let's take a break from this and play a little bit more music.
Let's do it now that I'm all red-faced.
All right. I've got another track here from Caroline Bauer to play, and I want to thank her for calling in and hanging out with us on the show. That was really cool with her.
I really like her style. I do. I really like her style.
It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah,
all right,
I like her style.
Let's do this one. This one's called Home.
Cover me like you cover your mouth when calling me, they get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind. Pick you up, let you down when I wanna go to a place I can hide. You know me, I had plans, but they just disappear to the back of my mind. Oh, can it be the voice is calling? Get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind.
an arm. We'll brainwash your demons out of the
that was Caroline Bauer again. And we had a little One-Eyed Doll in there from Austin, Texas. We started off the set with Caroline Bauer, too, and that track got screwed up and cut short. I'm sorry about that. We played that one on the show before. All of those you can find on Reverb Nation as free downloads. Same with the One-Eyed Doll, too. All of these bands have free stuff online and other stuff that you can listen to and share. And you should are you there, Mary?
Yes, I love it.
Okay, just making sure. Just you should go out and you should check out. What I do a lot of times is just go and peruse by different towns and see what does the music sound like in the city and see what people have to offer.
That's a good tool.
It is. I think you know, we're almost at the end of our little 2-hour live portion, and then we'll go a little bit longer for the people who listen in archives, but it's the show always goes by so quickly. It's like we've got music we want to play and things we want to talk about, and we never get to play as much and talk about as much as we'd like to, is what it feels like to me.
Yeah, it goes pretty quickly.
Go ahead, Mary.
I was going to say, and it's really unformatted, and it's like, you know, we're just having fun, so it's always
we
open
are.
To, like, new topics and, you know,
but,
have guests
you know, that's
on
part of what,
random
you know,
colors.
So, that's part about our, you know, Entrepreneur Underground is all about is just like people going out and doing things, you know. And so, you know, tell people about what you're doing, show people a little bit. It's not professional. It's like we're not professional. It's like you guys are people, and we just know that there's a lot of shit. If you go outside your door, there's tons of things going on to go get involved in your town, and that's what life is. The meaning of life is to live, to go out, get out, and go do things, and.
Yeah.
It generates positive energy within yourself, you really want to spread that, you know, and get positive energy propagating through people. You've got the power of the human spirit is to take any energy that comes at you, and you get to decide how you respond in any situation and how you react. If you spread positivity, and then that fucking, I don't know, it sounds weird. It heals the fucking planet.
Yeah.
It heals you. It heals the planet.
It
heals.
We're
not taught to look at things like that, but there's really something to it, and people need to be conscious about, you know, about what they do. You can change your world just by putting an alpha thought into everything you do. You know?
Yeah, you know, and it's amazing. I mean, could you imagine, Ben, when we met each other in the car wash a little over a year ago, that we would be in a radio show together?
I know.
We just met Mary, you know what I mean, afterwards. And Mary, you're one of my closest friends, and I love you,
yeah.
And I miss you.
I love you,
and
too.
And we get to do a radio show. I'm in Michigan. You guys are in Mexico. And we reach 500 people, 400 to 500 people a week. You know what I mean? That's amazing.
Sometimes over 1,000. You never. It's crazy. You know, the listeners really vary, but it's funny, and people listen to us, and we really appreciate that. And thank you to everybody who listens, and
thank you
to everybody who calls in
and
interacts with us.
And thank you guys for asking me to
be the co-host.
Yeah. Thank you guys for doing it with me.
That was the night we went to the mountains to Jimmy Cooper. It was a golf suite.
Aww.
All right, we got about a minute left, and thank you everybody for listening. We're gonna keep going for the people who are listening in the archives, and I don't know. I think I had a good night tonight.
I think
is there any shows we need to pimp out? Is there anything other than we talked about the poetry reading
going on
August 17th?
I've got one.
Okay.
Occupy Underground Michigan will be filming Dirt Fest. I mean, this is a major show. Not filming, shooting. Taproot, Seven Dust, Sidetrack from Flint, Day Uno and Family. It's going to be an amazing show, and I can't wait to take pictures. Check them out on OccupyUnderground.com. Occupy Underground. Occupy Underground Radio. Occupy Your Underground, episode 22.
I think we're changing the name to Hour.
Yeah, it's an hour show.
Mouthful.
It really is.
It's an hour show.
All right, I think it's about to cut us off. So thanks for everybody who's listening live for hanging out with us, and thanks again to Caroline Bauer for calling in and chatting it up with us. We appreciate that a lot, and thanks for writing
fantastic
music. Thank you guys. right.
We've been in the archives for a little bit, but sorry
no,
I took the end of it. You know what I love
about
this part?
Thing.
You know what I love about the part of this show is that we get to talk about, like, it's like all the behind scenes of how we're, like, talking about improving and stuff and, like, oh, how we know
we're
well,
here, I was
know?
Just going to say, I think that we're doing a way better job at not talking over each other and, like, stepping back and letting people finish. I think we really have gotten used to the way that the delay works on the phone and stuff. I just want to say good job, guys. I think we're doing better.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so, too. You guys are all fantastic. We're all like peace, pity, love, family over here. We all love each other. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
we
God.
Do.
Hey,
I know.
Greg,
I say that jokingly.
Put Greg on the phone.
All right. Okay. All right. We got Swartzen. Let's throw Swartzen on for the after party. Here, Greg.
What up?
What's
Hi,
up,
Greg.
Greg. How are you?
Hey.
I'm doing okay. How you guys
You're
doing?
A guest on the after hours show.
Dude.
You got a lot of things coming up, Greg. That car wash, you're going to be busy, huh? Oh, no, not the car wash. The cleft jaw reading and book signing with Lindsay and her new book. You're going to be there playing a lot, right?
Yeah, a couple sets. One with Thought of One Love and G.R. Sports.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
How was rehearsal?
Yeah. It was pretty relaxing.
That's good.
There was no fighting. We jammed out some pretty cool music. Had a good
nice.
Time.
No fighting.
What were you doing, little miss?
I was at home walking the dog with the kids in the rain. It was actually nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
How's the weather out in Michigan?
Oh, man, it is wet. It is everything that Albuquerque is not. It is flat. It is wet. There is water everywhere. It is cold. I love it. You know, some days the humidity gets to me just because, like, I like in Albuquerque, it'd be 110. I'm cruising with my windows down. But here, it gets 100 here, and I'm just like, I have to turn on the AC. The humidity is just monstrous.
Yeah, so, definitely. Definitely true.
Well, I'm excited to go snowboarding here just because it's such a different type of place. You know what I mean? The
snowboarding? You guys have
mountains? Well, there's mountains. You know what I mean? They're nowhere near the mountains of Albuquerque, but you got to think about the powder that's there. I mean, the snows and snows and snows. You know what I mean? So
that's true. I do know that.
I think it definitely it'd be more like sprinter courses, so I'm excited to see how it's going to go this year.
Sweet, man.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah, well, I'm going to put Ben back on.
All right, sir. Thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Thanks for joining us.
Hell yeah, guys. Thanks so much. Good show.
Hell yeah.
All right, peace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was nice to get to talk to Greg. Hi, Mary. So, hi.
Hi.
So, hello. After party. Are you guys in your after party robes, smoking your after party pipes or cigarettes with
I'm
the long holders?
I'm wearing my cape right now. Because this is
you're
cape
a fucking superhero.
Like...
That's why you're wearing your
cape.
I'm watching the... I'm watching the end of the Lord of the Rings right now, the trilogy. That's what I'm doing for the after hours party.
Okay, there you go. Way to dedicate.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
Yeah. Sure.
Someone threw it on. I
think,
was like, we're watching this.
I think we should wrap this up and play a little more music for the people who are still listening. What do you think?
I think that's
a great idea. This was episode 22. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the callers. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Not to play your underground. Go out. Go outside your door. Go do stuff. Go see what's going on in your town. There's usually little local publications and things that tell you about different. Yeah, it's good for you. It's healthy. Just get outside. Go spend some time. You know, interacting with people. You can find ways to have fun. It's most of life is all about your attitude and how you choose to perceive things and situations. So go out there and have fun and be happy people. Right?
Right.
Yes. Go out and touch someone.
Yeah, just go out and listen. I'm learning that in here that the plants aren't so friendly, and things are bitey and prickly, and they leave crappy little things all over the ground, so you don't want to walk barefoot like my little hobbit self wants to. And you don't hug the cactus at all. Don't even touch it. Like, even in the spots in between, like, where it looks like the quills aren't, there's little tiny microscopic ones, and those are, like, way worse.
They're like
mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. So this is a good exercise for me. I moved to a place where it's hard to love everything, you know, and in Oregon it seems so easy to, I don't know. Never mind. Let's play some music. All right, let's finish out. We're going to play, I'm going to play, yeah, we're so great, yeah. All right, let's play a little more Caroline Bauer, and I think I'm going to throw in a little more One-Eyed Doll after that out of Austin, Texas, and we'll just have a good night. Peace out, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Good night.
I met a cute boy, he liked my smile. We fell in love. This one's dedicated to all the haters out there, jealous of us because we're better than you. Yolandi Fusser, Ling's boss.
Farm out, smoke weed every day.